More Than Meets the Eye by Say What. Read by Daisy Diversions. Summary: in which Psyche spies and Ashiwara might not be quite what he seems. Morishita Sensei took Psyche aside midway through Tuesday's study group.
"I've been thinking about it, Psyche-kun,"
he says, tapping his finger on his chin.
"I think that you should begin following Ashiwara from Toya Koyo's study group around. Secretly, of course."
Psyche starts coughing. He focuses on Morishita's chest, which was going blue and watery in his vision. Morishita made an impatient noise and thumped Psyche on the back. It caught the edge of his shoulder blade and hurt quite a bit.
"Pull yourself together, boy,"
Morishita peered at him, his eyes very black beneath beetling brows, filling Psyche's vision.
"This is for the honor of our study group at stake."
What? Psyche manages. That had been kind of impolite. He bowed and added, "Sensei?" Morishita had turned to gaze at something beyond Psyche and didn't seem to notice. Psyche turned around and found that Morishita was watching Wai having a hissing argument with Shindo over their goban on the far side of the room. Wai's hair was slipping onto his forehead while he gestured at whatever move Shindo had made, his eyes flashing. Shindo lifted his chin and grinned, saying something that seemed to incense Wai even further.
"Yes,"
Morishita said decidedly. He looked back at Psyche, waving an arm.
"Follow him and so forth," he explained. "Understand him. Know him. Toya Koyo's group is still an average of 2.5 Don higher than mine, even now that he's retired. I will not allow them to beat us."
He fixed Psyche with a glare. Psyche shifted, avoiding Morishita's eyes.
"Sensei," he said cautiously, "haven't you thought that maybe our rivalry with Toya Koyo's group is a bit one?" "But Shindo-kun is catching up with Toya Koyo's son," Morishita said, his eyes back on the game on the far side of the room.
Shindo was now leaning back from the goban with a self-satisfied smile. As Psyche watched, Wya turned to stare with a stricken expression at the shape of the stones. Morishita looked approving.
"And he did it by fixating on that boy," he said. "That's the way. Get under the skin of your rival, and you'll reach and surpass their level faster."
Morishita fixed Psyche with a beady look. Psyche opened his mouth and could not find anything to say. He swallowed. Other than the acute embarrassment involved in doing it at all, following Ashiwara Hiroyuki around wasn't especially difficult. Ashiwara's schedule was a lot like Psyche's, structured around tournaments and tutoring jobs and study group, although it involved less going bowling with friends on weekends and more being dragged to bars by a steely, smiling Ogata-san. Ashiwara never drank at the bars. He simply stayed, looking out of place, while Ogata-san got drunk and flirted with the waitstaff, and carried on a one-sided conversation with Ashiwara, full of ambiguously worded comments that might have been compliments or insults, or something else entirely. At least, that was what the conversation sounded like when Psyche ducked down behind a pot plant on the way to the bathroom so that he could eavesdrop and pretend to tie his shoe. Ogata and Ashiwara were at the bar, long legs stretched before their bar stools. The lighting was muted, scoops of dark blue and gold pooling on people's laps and feathering through the sprays of leaves in front of Psyche. The music was something with a repetitive beat, blending with too loud flirting and conversations swirling around the knots of people. Ajuar's hair looked blue-black when he turned his head, and for a moment so did his eyes. Ogata's paler, honey-colored hair caught people's eyes, though, and maybe catching people's eyes was something he did deliberately. When he leaned forward to tap Ashiwara's glass of water, his eyes lazily hooded, Psyche was fairly sure he was meant to be watched. "Are you sure?" Ogata asked, obviously asking something he'd asked before. Ajuara smiled at him, ducking his head. "Thank you, Ogata-san. No." Ogata smiled at his drink, running a finger around the rim. "Your mother must be so proud of you, Ajuara." Ajuara smiled slightly and shrugged, sorry again. Psyche ran out of things he could do with his shoelace. He thought Ashiwara might have spotted him when he stood up, because the other man hesitated for a moment, half turning his head. Then he turned back to his water, turning the glass around in his fingers, and gave a soft, embarrassed laugh at something Ogata said. Morishita had said that the purpose of this exercise was for Psyche to understand Ashiwara. Which, fair enough, because Psyche really didn't. What was Ashiwara doing here? Why did he come to these bars? Was it to be polite, or because he admired Ogata, or was he just, what, really, really nice? Psyche leaned against the wall by the bathroom, letting his fringe spike into his eyes while he watched the two men over the other side of the room. Psyche wasn't that nice. Psyche didn't know anyone who was that nice. He ran his fingers through his hair, frustrated. He didn't know what he was doing here any more than he knew what Ashiwara was doing here. Ashiwara didn't think of him as a rival. Psyche didn't really think of them as rivals, although he tried to for Morishita's sake. It was just... He shook his head. It would help if he was even sure Ashiwara would definitely recognize him. If he turned around and saw Psyche standing against the wall. Psyche crossed his arms and let his fringe fall into his eyes again, molding his shoulder blades to the wall behind him. Later, seeing the faint flush on Ashiwara's face as he refused a cigarette on the way out of the bar, and the flustered way he rubbed at the back of his neck, disarranging his curls, Psyche still didn't know what Ashiwara was doing there. He was fairly sure he knew what the enjoyment was for Ogata in inviting him, though. "How is your surveillance on Ashiwara going?" Morishita demanded, tugging on Psyche's elbow. Psyche jumped. He'd been watching Shirakawa-san's practice match against Waya. He scrambled to his feet, turning to Morishita. Fine. It's going fine. But, Morishita-sensei, I've been thinking that maybe this isn't the best. He trails off as Morishita's gaze sharpened. What have you learned about the boy? Psyche's mind went blank. The only thing he could think of was Ashiwara laughing. Soft and embarrassed under Ogata's slitted blue gaze. "He doesn't drink alcohol," he blurted, "even though he goes out." Then he wanted to kick himself. That had nothing to do with anything that could help him
defeat Ashiwara's go. Morishita let out a breath in a satisfied ha, his eyes gleaming. "Keeping a clear head and a pure body," he said. "That's important. You'll have to stop drinking alcohol." Psyche's mouth fell open. "What? I don't... Not more than one or two glasses every now and then." "One or two glasses more than what Ashiwara has," Morishita says. He taps his teeth again, his gaze inward focused and ferocious. "We can't be beaten by them, Psyche-kun." Ashiwara won his fourth consecutive Otei game the next week. He had made 5 Don 2 months earlier than Psyche had, to Morishita's apoplectic rage, and at this rate it looked as though he was on the path to making 6 Don first too. Psyche watched from where he knelt by his own completed game, while Ashiwara brightly thanked his opponent, that little odd boy, Ochi-kun, who'd passed by the same time as Waya and Shindo, and who was currently staring at his interlocked hands as though he wanted to cut them off. Ochi looked up and met Ashiwara's brightness with a scowl. Ashiwara gentled his expression and said something that Psyche, kneeling and pretending to still be counting his change to see whether he had enough for lunch, couldn't catch. Ochi gave Ashiwara a suspicious look and apparently couldn't find anything suspicious in his smile. The boy stood and bowed, an abrupt, truncated movement, and then turned on his heel. Ashiwara leaned back on his elbows, smiling at the ceiling, and Psyche dropped his gaze. Nobody was that nice all the time. Did Ashiwara not know that they were all in competition with each other? Or did he not care about winning somehow? He seemed to have no intensity or drive at all, just that smile and that niceness. The smile was a bit wonderful, if Psyche was honest, but that had nothing to do with Go. Psyche sat at a booth in the back of the cafe opposite the Institute, shielding his face with a copy of Go Weekly. Ashiwara was having lunch with a young woman who looked as though she might be his sister, or maybe cousin, 4 tables away. He'd just fallen out of the Honinbo League. Psyche knew because he'd fallen out in the same round, and his sister, or cousin, was apparently commiserating with him. Ashiwara ran his hand through his hair, making a face, then looking up. He shrugged and said something to his companion with an easy, sweet smile. Psyche lowered his paper a bit, frowning. Ashiwara was acting as though the loss didn't matter very much. He was being nice again. His sister laughed, her eyes squinting up, and reached over to ruffle Ashiwara's hair. Ashiwara rubbed his hand over the back of his head, turning his face to the side in a self-deprecating gesture. For a moment, he was looking at Psyche. Psyche whipped his head away, feeling heat rise in his cheeks. He lifted the paper again, focusing furiously on it. He heard the young woman laugh again, but when he chanced to look around, they didn't seem to be looking at him. Ashiwara and his sister finished their lunch and stood. The sister ruffled Ashiwara's hair again as they left. Ashiwara ducked his head and protested, laughing. Psyche went to the doorway, his goal weakly in his hand, and watched as they said goodbye, and the young woman turned down the street. She was pulling a book out of her bag as she went, and she started reading it, holding it close to her face before she reached the corner. Ashiwara looked as though he was about to go in the other direction, but he stopped to greet Shindo and Toya-kun as they came out of the institute. Waya was a few steps behind them, talking to Izumi-kun in the doorway. Shindo was almost walking on air, his smile glowing bright as the sun. Toya-kun, walking beside him, looked an odd mix of satisfied and irritated out of his skin.
"Good afternoon, Ashiwara-san," Shindo called.
"Hello, Shindo-kun," Ashiwara said. His eyes slid to Toya, then back to Shindo. "I take it you won," he said, his eyes crinkling. The jumpy, irritable portion of Toya's expression became more pronounced. He bowed. "Ashiwara-san." "Totally dominated him in the endgame," Shindo agreed, stretching his arms above his head in a lazy, brilliant grin. Saiki wasn't exactly a stickler for formality, but he still winced a bit for the public profile of his study group. "He's gonna come along to Waya's place for his Sunday study session tonight," Shindo added, dropping his arms. "He has to because he lost. Oh, you should come too, Ashiwara-san." Ashiwara blinked. "If you'd like," he said doubtfully. His eyes flicked to Waya, still in the doorway. Waya had broken off his conversation with Izumi-kun when he heard his name. He looked a bit blank, but he gave Ashiwara a fairly gracious smile.
"Of course," he said. Beside him, Izumi-kun hid a smile.
Shindo grinned and interlocked his hands behind his head.
"Don't worry, Waya has plenty of room."
Toya was giving Shindo a look that Saiki thought was supposed to be appalled, but was kind of coming across as fond. Shindo noticed Saiki standing in the doorway, still half pretending to read his magazine. He waved an arm above his head.
"Saiki-san, you're coming tonight too, right? Otherwise, Ashiwara-san might be bored because everyone's so young."
Saiki blinked. "Oh," he called. "Yeah, of course." He glanced at Waya, who rolled his eyes and shrugged.
"What's with you today?" Saiki heard Waya saying as they walked away. "No more invitations. You've already invited half of Tokyo to my apartment."
Shindo had said that Waya had plenty of room. Saiki knew Waya's place, and roomy wasn't the first word he would have used to describe it. He didn't realize the full extent of Shindo's shaky grasp of spatial reasoning until he reached the top of the stairs to Waya's apartment, though. The room was gaping open, and people were spilling out, animatedly having post-game discussions, and in one case playing a game on a magnetic goban propped between the window frame and someone's hip. Saiki squeezed his way inside, threading through knots of people. The press was warm and awkward, and the people grouped around games on the carpet seemed to all have limbs spilling out into any space you might have wanted to walk. After a few minutes, he found Shindo and Toya on the floor in the kitchen, focusing utterly on the goban between them. Waya came up behind Saiki and gave him a hairy nod before descending on Shindo.
"You!"
Shindo looked up, blinking. Waya narrowed his eyes.
"How many people did you invite?"
Shindo looked around, seeming to notice the crowd for the first time.
"Oh, Kawai-san,"
he called, his face splitting into a sunny smile.
"You game!"
This seemed to be directed at a man with dark glasses and stubble, playing furious speed-go on the other side of the room. He looked up briefly and gave Shindo a wolfish grin and waved. Wyatt slumped against the wall behind him.
A girl, Psyche thought, had been one of this year's new pros, turned from a conversation with Izumi-kun and another boy. She nudged Waya with her hip. "What are you complaining about, Waya?" she asked. She gave him a cheeky grin. "That all these people have ruined your meticulously arranged pattern of strewn clothes on the floor? That we're going to eat you out of frozen packets of noodle and a half a lemon that you had in your fridge?"
"Naze," Wyatt started, his voice dangerous.
Izumi hid a smile again and took his arm. "Come and have a game with me, Waya-kun," he said. Waya hesitated, his eyes meeting the older boy's. Then he lowered his eyes for a moment, a tiny smile tugging at his mouth. He shook his head and looked up.
"Fine, whatever."
He shot a look at the girl who teased him, giving her a grin and a wild edge to it, and throwing his finger out. He took a step backwards.
"But don't you dare touch my lemon. I'm saving that."
He linked his arms through Izumi's, and they picked across the carpet to another room, where Psyche could see the edge of a futon and some empty carpet space. Naze and her remaining companion looked at each other and collapsed into snickers. Psyche didn't realize Ashiwara had come up beside him until he heard a low, good-natured laugh in his ear. "Your Waya-kun is a good boy," Ashiwara said, his eyes crinkling at the edges. Psyche gave him a startled glance, then tried a smile. It came out slightly shaky.
"Yeah," he said. He tries to hide it, but he's always had a soft spot for Shindo-kun, I think.
Ashiwara's eyes strayed to Shindo and Toya sitting in the kitchen doorway, almost obscured by people's knees now. They'd started yelling at each other. Psyche couldn't make out much of what the argument was over the babble of other voices and the pa-chink of stones. Ashiwara's eyes moved to the room beyond them.
"Oh, look," he said. "A goban has opened up."
He turned and met Psyche's eyes, his gaze dark and unreadable for a moment. Then he smiled that Ashiwara smile again. "Will you play me, Psyche-kun?" Psyche was saying yes before he realized he'd even opened his mouth. There was a goban, but there wasn't actually room on both sides of it. Psyche and Ashiwara looked at each other and shrugged, then sat down side by side against the wall, their knees pushed awkwardly to the side so they could both reach the goke. Ashiwara's thigh was pressed against the length of Seki's. It was distracting. Psyche could feel the warmth of his skin, could feel the soft scrape of material whenever Ashiwara shifted. When Ashiwara leaned forward to uncap the goke, his curly dark hair brushed Psyche's shoulder. Psyche tried to ignore the warm shiver that danced down his neck.
"Nijiri, Psyche-kun,"
Ashiwara said. Psyche won black. They started slow. Psyche had played Ashiwara before, as Ensei in the protest, in Title League games, in Otei, but he still wasn't sure that he quite knew the rhythm of Ashiwara's play. And it felt strange playing from the side, brushing Ashiwara's shoulder when he leaned forward to lay a stone. So he was cautious, working on establishing a strong foundation for the mid-game. Rather than striking out into the center as he would have done if he had been more confident,
Sometime around the 16th hand, Saiki looked over to find Ashiwara meeting his gaze. Ashiwara's brown eyes were still and thoughtful, but there was a golden flash somewhere deep down. Saiki felt as though something inside him was trying to leap up to answer it. Something that made the breath catch in his throat, made it impossible to look away. He dragged his eyes down back to the Goban and to the black stones held between the first and second finger of his right hand. He'd already played ahead another 8 hands in his mind, planned the solidification of his bottom left corner formation. But he could see how Ashiwara's last hand had opened up a new, tenuous possibility for extending across into a new formation. It was a move that held just as much chance of being ultimately favorable to Ashiwara as it had of being favorable to Saiki. But if it did work, Saiki moved, setting the stone into the new position. He heard Ashiwara let his breath out and glanced up. The movement was almost involuntary. Ashiwara met his eyes for a moment, the smile on his lips matching the golden flash in his eyes. Then he tilted his head back to the Goban and moved his next stone out to meet Saiki. In the end, Saiki lost by 1.5 moku, including Homi. He stared at the stones, at the intricate, daring formations stretched across the board. He didn't think he'd ever played a game like that before. Even though he'd lost, he felt like he wanted to show it to everyone, to Morishita-sensei and everyone else, and say, "Look, this is my go. This is what it can do." He looked up and saw the same awareness and flash of something sparking deep down in Ashiwara's expression. Then Ashiwara ducked his head and smiled. "Thank you, Saiki-kun," he said formally. "Thank you," Saiki tried to bow awkwardly around their legs. Ashiwara caught his eye and they both laughed. "I think I have a cramp," Ashiwara admitted. He used both hands to shift his thigh out of the position it had been in while they played and winced. Looking around, Saiki realized that the crowd had thinned at some point. Shindo was over near the door, Waya behind him with a hand clamped over his shoulder. Shindo laughed uncomfortably, was suggesting to the participants and watchers of one of the games still in progress that it might be time for them to all leave. Ashiwara caught Saiki's eyes. "You want to share a taxi?" he asked. His smile was easy and sweet. Saiki didn't know how Ashiwara knew that they lived in the same direction. "Sure," he said. The back of the taxi was dark, and somehow, even though they didn't need to sit so close, the line of Ashiwara's thigh was pressing warmly against Saiki's again. Ashiwara yawned as he gave the driver directions, his hand fluttering over his mouth. He leaned back, tilting his head to give Saiki a sleepily apologetic smile. His face was lit by a bright shop front for a moment, and then it slid into shadow again. His eyes slipped shut
at the same time, half open and then shut again. Psyche glanced down at him, smiling slightly as he settled back in his seat. Ashiwara yawned again, not opening his eyes, and let his head slide sideways a bit until it was just resting against Psyche's shoulder. Psyche went still, casting a startled look at the top of Ashiwara's head. The dark curls were disarrayed again, pushed out of place by the seat back and Psyche's shoulder. It was dark back here, and Ashiwara was probably too sleepy to notice anything Psyche did. Psyche hesitated, then carefully worked his free arm around and smoothed back the dark curls. He kept his touch as light as possible. Ashiwara made a pleased, mumbling noise and turned his face further in towards Psyche's shoulder. Psyche could feel Ashiwara's breath, warm against the sensitive skin of his collarbone. He hesitated, then touched his fingers to Ashiwara's hair again. He didn't know what he was doing, only that the car was dark, and Ashiwara was a warm weight against him, and made a pleasing humming sound against his shoulder, and that tonight, in Waya's noisy, overcrowded apartment, with the Goban at the wrong angle and his legs all in the way, he'd played the best go of his career. Psyche-kun, Ashiwara murmured. He lifted his head a little way, his hair brushing Psyche's cheek. His eyes were very, very close. And Psyche thought he saw a flash of gold again in their depths. Ashiwara's voice was low, with a sleepy, husky edge to it. From this close, in the uneven slide of light and shadow from the street, his smile wasn't the same easy, polite form. There was intention behind it. Psyche still had his hand on Ashiwara's head. He couldn't seem to move it. He curled his fingers slightly, the tips brushing against Ashiwara's scalp. Ashiwara shivered and dipped his head, his nose pressing lightly against Psyche's neck. And that could have been accidental, but the faint brush of his mouth against the pulse there a moment later certainly wasn't. "I know that you've been following me, you know," Ashiwara said, his voice quiet. It took a moment for the words to penetrate the haze of sensation in Psyche's mind. "What?" Psyche laughed softly and lifted his head. His eyelids were still heavy, but he definitely wasn't asleep. "Blinding silver hair is a bit hard to miss," he said, "even in a dark bar or behind a magazine." Psyche could feel his cheeks beginning to burn. Morishita was Psyche's punishment for a misdeed in a previous life. He'd never been so sure of it. "Oh," he said. The taxi was pulling up to the curve, he realized. They must have reached Ashiwara's place. "I was particularly impressed when you chased me all over Tokyo last Monday," Ashiwara said. He smiled, his eyes crinkling. I had so many errands that day. He pulled away and leaned towards the front to pay his half of the amount to the taxi driver. Psyche screwed his eyes shut and bowed from the waist.
I'm sorry, it was very rude of me to follow you like that.
After a moment, he opened his eyes to find Ashiwara watching him, one hand on the door handle, on his side of the car. It's all right, he said, when Psyche met his eyes. His smile was sunny. We can have lunch this week instead, if you want. He opened the door while Psyche was trying to collect himself to answer. Once he was out, he paused again and leaned back through the open door. He caught Psyche's gaze, his eyes dark and unreadable. His expression was serious. Don't stop chasing me, he said. His voice was low, a promise. And I won't stop chasing you. Psyche gaped for a moment, then he scrambled across the seat and leaned out of the car.
You did know about the rivalry.
Ashiwara was already most of the way up his steps. He threw a smile and a wave over his shoulder, his door keys glinting in his hand. Good night, Psyche-kun. Psyche watched him disappear into the flat. Then, slowly, he settled back inside the taxi. He gave the driver his address distractedly. Don't stop chasing me. Psyche rubbed his shoulder, feeling the soft slide of must curls against it. He wasn't sure whether he wanted to smile or if he wanted to clench his fingers in determination. He ducked his head. I've only just started, he thought. He bit his lip. Suddenly, there was a path stretching before him, of games like tonight's, of go that tugged him in new directions, that stretched and changed him, of Ashiwara's head drooping sleepily on his shoulder in the backs of taxis, of the glint of gold and determination that Ashiwara didn't show to the world at large. Psyche's mouth slipped into a smile he couldn't help. I promise I won't stop. He curled his arms around his knee and leaned forward into the darkness. The end.